How to check if your rental property has a valid EPC. TLDR. The official EPC register at epcregister.com is the only source that counts legally. An EPC is valid for 10 years from the lodgement date, not from when you received it. Letting without a valid EPC risks a £5,000 fine and can invalidate a Section 21 notice. If your certificate does not appear on the register, it does not legally exist. Bulk portfolio checks are possible via the EPC Open Data API, useful for landlords with multiple properties. There is a government tool that tells you in under a minute whether your EPC is valid, expired, or missing entirely. Most landlords either do not know it exists or have not checked it recently enough, which is how properties end up let illegally without anyone intending to break the rules. This article walks you through how to check, what the result means, and what to do if your certificate has lapsed. The EPC Register, the only source that counts. The official EPC Register is held at epcregister.com. This is the government-authorised national database where all energy performance certificates for England, Wales, and Northern Ireland must be lodged. If a certificate does not appear here, it does not legally exist, regardless of what any document you have been given says. To check your property, go to epcregister.com. Select Find an Energy Certificate. Enter the full property address or postcode. The result shows the current rating, the lodgement date, and the expiry date. An EPC is valid for 10 years from the date of lodgement. If your certificate was issued in March 2015, it expired in March 2025, and if the property is currently tenanted, you are already operating without a valid certificate. A typical situation, the Biggleswade landlord. This scenario is representative of a pattern we see regularly across the region. A landlord in Biggleswade owned three terraced rental properties, all of which had EPCs issued in 2013 and 2014 as part of a batch assessment when he first let them. He had not thought about the certificates since the tenants had been stable, there had been no void periods, and no agent had flagged anything. When he came to remortgage one of the properties in early 2026, the lender's solicitor requested the EPC. He looked it up on the register. It had expired in 2023. On checking all three properties, two had expired certificates. The third had a valid certificate but was rated E, sitting at 41 SAP points, close to the F boundary. He had been letting illegally for nearly 3 years without knowing it. This is not unusual. The 10-year validity period means certificates issued during the pre-2015 wave of compliance activity are now expiring in bulk, and many landlords have not tracked the dates. What you are looking for. When you find your property's entry on the register, pay attention to three things. The rating. Under current minimum energy efficiency standards, all privately rented properties must achieve at least an E rating. A property rated F or G cannot legally be let at all. The lodgement date. If your certificate is approaching its 10th year, plan ahead. Getting an EPC done under pressure costs the same as booking in advance, but causes considerably more disruption. What if your property does not appear? A property might not show up for a few reasons. The most common is that an older assessment was not lodged onto the national database correctly, particularly for certificates predating 2008. If you have paperwork from an assessor but nothing appears online, the certificate is not valid for legal purposes. This comes up occasionally with properties in Hertfordshire market towns. Hitchin, Royston, and Baldock have significant Victorian and Edwardian stock where EPCs were first commissioned in a hurry during the 2007-2008 compliance scramble, and some were never properly registered. The penalty for getting it wrong. Trading standards can fine landlords up to £5,000 per property for letting without a valid EPC. Beyond the fine, A landlord who has not provided the tenant with a copy of the EPC at the start of the tenancy may be unable to serve a valid Section 21 notice, which removes the standard no-fault route to regaining possession. Enforcement activity has increased across all three counties in recent years. It is no longer safe to assume that a quiet tenancy means nothing will be checked. Checking multiple properties. If you own more than a handful of properties, checking each one individually quickly becomes time-consuming. The EPC Open Data Community provides a free API that allows bulk lookups by postcode. You can pull the EPC data for every property in a given postcode, filter by expiry date, and produce a compliance list for your portfolio in one session. For landlords with properties spread across Sandy, St. Neots, Stevenage, or Huntingdon, this kind of audit is worth doing once as a baseline, then repeating annually. After the check, what comes next? If your EPC is valid and your rating is E or above, note the expiry date in your property management calendar and move on. If your rating is F or G, the situation is more urgent. You will need to understand what improvements are available, what exemptions might apply, and what the realistic upgrade cost looks like before you can legally relet. Read our article on F and G-rated rental properties for the options.